Title: Stretch Old School DNB Ride Groove for Pirate Radio Energy and Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's build that old school jungle. Pirate Radio Ride Groove in Ableton Live 12. The goal today is a roll-in 16-bar drum loop around 172 BPM where the ride feels a little rushed, a little gritty, like it's being pushed through a stress transmitter. Not perfectly clean. Controlled chaos. Before we touch anything, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic drum and bass pace without feeling like you're sprinting. Now create a few tracks so you stay organized. Make one audio track and name it Ride Loop. Then make three MIDI tracks, kick, snare, and hats/ghosts. And finally, make two return tracks, return A called Room and return B called Radio. This matters because we're going to treat the ride like audio, with warping and artifacts, but keep the kick and snare in MIDI, so they stay solid and easy to shape. Step 1 is picking your ride groove source. You've got two simple options. Option A, grab a breakbeat loop, something amenish or dusty, and drop it onto Ride Loop. Option B, use a dedicated ride or percussion loop from a sample pack. Either way, pick something with dynamics. If every hit is identical, it won't have that pirate urgency. The little unevenness is the magic. Now click the clip on Ride Loop and go down into Clip View. Turn Warp on. Don't aim for surgical perfection. We're not doing polite house music, we're doing jungle energy. Set the SIG BPM so it's roughly correct. Close enough is fine. For warp mode, start with beats. Set preserve to 1/16, because rides move fast and we want the rhythm to stay defined. Keep transient loop off at first. If you notice the ride gets too clicky or spitty, switch to texture mode instead. In texture, try grain size around 15 to 25 milliseconds, and flux around 10 to 20%. Texture can add a gritty smear that actually feels more tape and less digital scissors. Now for the key pirate trick. We're going to stretch the ride in a way that creates tension, and then force it back to the grid. This is where that pulled forward urgency happens. Make your loop 2 bars to start. In clip view, set loop length to exactly 2 bars. Here are 2 ways to do the stretch. We'll do method of first, because it's simple and it works. Temporarily change the project tempo from 172 down to 160 BPM. Now warp the clip so it plays tight at 160. Don't overpin it with markers. Think like an anchor system. Downbeat of bar 1, snare moments around beats 2 and 4, and the end of bar 2. Fewer warp markers usually means more life. Let the in-between breathe. Once it plays tight at 160, set your project tempo back to 172. Listen closely. The ride should now feel like it's being dragged forward, like it's trying to keep up. That sensation is exactly the pirate radio push. Method B is the direct stretch. You drag the end warp marker, so your 2-bar loop becomes slightly too long, like 2 bars plus a tiny bit, and then you add a few warp markers to force the important downbeats back onto the grid. This creates that lean and spray of energy into the bar. If you're new, stick with method first. Quick coach note before we move on. Do a fast phase and width reality check. Put a utility on the ride loop track and toggle width down to 0, then back up. If it collapses and suddenly feels brittle, you've got too much wide noisy top end fighting your mix. A beginner-friendly fix is simply lowering width to maybe 70 or 80%. If you want to go one step deeper, use a Q8 in M/S mode and high pass the side somewhere around 500 to 1K. That keeps the center solid and stops the ride from sandblasting the stereo field. Next, we're going to steal the groove from the ride and make the rest of the kit roll with it. Right-click the warped ride clip and choose Extract Groove. Open the groove pool. You'll see the groove named after your clip. Click it. Set timing somewhere between 40 and 70%. Start at 55. Set random around 5 to 15%. Just enough to feel human. Velocity can stay low, like 0 to 20%, because we mainly want timing feel, not wild volume changes. Now drag that groove onto your hats/ghosts MIDI clip. That's where you want the most swing transfer. Optionally, drag it to the snare too, but go lighter there. If you groove the snare too hard, the whole track starts to feel late. A common roll recipe is, hats and ghosts get the most groove, snare gets a little, kick gets almost none. Now let's build the backbone. On the kick track, load a drum rack or a simpler with a kick you like. Put a kick on beat 1. Then add a second kick a bit later, around 1.3-ish. Don't stress the exact grid label. Trust your ear with the groove you extracted. In bar 2, kick on 1 again. Then a pickup kick near 1.4 to pull into the snare. On the snare track, Place snares on beats 2 and 4. Classic DDNB backbeat. Keep this consistent. The snare is your lighthouse. The ride is your storm. Add drum boss to kick and snare if you want quick punch. On kick, keep drive modest. Something like 5 to 15%. Boom low. Maybe 0 to 20. Because most DNB subs come from the bass line, not the kick. On snare, if you need it to snap through the ride chaos, push transient up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20. Now we make the ride sound like it's coming through a pirate transmitter, using only stock Ableton devices. On the ride loop track, at EQ 8 first, high pass it somewhere between 200 and 350 Hz. We're removing low junk so the kick and bass own the bottom. If the ride is harsh, dip slightly around 3 to 6 kHz, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB. If it needs air, add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, just a little. Next, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then do the boring but important part. Level match the output so it's about the same loudness on and off. Otherwise, your ears will pick louder instead of better. Now add redux, but don't go full video game. Downsample around 2 to 4. Bit reduction at 0 to 2. Keep it subtle. Use dry slash wet around 20 to 40%. If it turns into fizzy sand, don't panic. Later you can tame it with a small EQ dip around 7 to 10 kHz after redux, instead of just low passing all the life away. Then add auto filter for movement. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Turn on the LFO. Rate it 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount small. You're not making a dubstep wobble. You're making the station feel unstable, like it's breathing. Now let's set up the returns. On return A, room, add hybrid reverb. Use a small room or small hall. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And high cut around 6 to 9 kHz so the reverb doesn't hiss all over your top end. Send a little from the ride and hats, like 10 to 25%. This is your glue and haze. On return B, radio, we're doing parallel destruction. Put EQ 8 first and band limit it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Then saturator with heavier drive, like 5 to 10 dB. Then a compressor, ratio around 4:1. Fast attack, medium release, and push it so it feels pinned. If you want extra texture, add vinyl distortion very lightly. Maybe a touch of drive, maybe a tiny bit of crackle. The key word is subtle. You're adding illusion, not making a frying pan. Now send the ride into return B more than anything else, like 20 to 40%. This is literally your broadcast layer. Your kick and snare can get a tiny bit, but keep their core punch clean. Another coach move that helps instantly. Get consistent level going into your processors. In the ride clip, adjust clip gain so the loudest ride hits don't randomly spike. When the input is stable, your saturation and redux behave more predictably, and you stop chasing settings. Okay. Now we bring the loop to life with micro edits. Duplicate your 2-bar section out to 8 bars. Then in bar 4 and bar 8, make a tiny change. Mute one or two ride hits, or nudge one warp marker to create a little rush into the snare on 4. Or automate the auto filter frequency slightly upward. The classic jungle trick is that bar 8 feels a little more hype than bar 1, even if the listener can't explain why. If you want the snare to punch through without messy pumping, here's a clean beginner method. Automate the ride volume to dip just 1 or 2 dB on the snare hits. You can do it with utility gain automation on the ride track. It's like manual sidechain, and it's super controlled. Now let's turn this into a simple 16-bar pirate pressure arrangement. Bars 1 through 4. Keep the ride more band limited. Lower the auto filter frequency a bit. Keep reverb minimal, like the station is there, but not fully tuned. Bars 5 through 8. Open the filter slightly and push more send into return B, the radio channel, leading into bar 8. It should feel like the broadcast is getting hotter. Bars 9 through 12. Drop the ride out for one bar. Don't leave it empty. Let hats and ghosts carry the role, or keep a quieter RF style noise vibe. If you want, the point is tension. Bars 13 through 16, bring the ride back a bit louder, maybe to touch more saturation, and add a short fill. Could be the snare flam, a quick break chop, or even a ride-only edit like 1/8 repeats for one bar. Keep it in the ride world so it still feels like breakbeat culture, not a random drum fill. As you automate, think like you're opening the station. Automate the radio send up into transitions, and automate the filter cutoff to widen the signal. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't overwarp until everything is sterile. If you pin every transient, you remove the swatter. Anchor key points and let it drift. Avoid complex and complex pro for drums unless you really know why you're using them. They tend to smear rides in an ugly way. Beats and texture are your friends here. Don't just keep boosting top end. If it's harsh, dip the harsh band instead of cranking shelves. Don't forget groove transfer. If only the ride swings, the rest of the kit sounds pasted on. And don't over G-redux. A little grit is pirate. Too much is just sand. Quick mini practice run you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Import any ride or brake loop. Warp it in beats at 1/16. Do the tempo trick. 160 BPM. Warp tight. Back to 172. Extract groove and apply it to a hi-hat MIDI clip. Build the ride chain. EQ 8. Saturator. Redux. Auto filter. Arrange 8 bars and automate the radio return send rising into bar 8. Then export 2 bounces, 1 dryish and 1 with the radio return. Compare at a lower monitoring volume. If it still feels energetic quietly, you nailed the right kind of grit. Recap, you created Pirate Radio Energy by stretching a ride groove and allowing a bit of warp artifact to exist on purpose. You extracted a groove so the whole kit rolls together. You used stock devices to band limit, saturate, and animate the ride like a transmitter. And you added small variations so it doesn't loop fatigue after 2 bars.